60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. So far, dominated by a speech by Joe Biden and the Vice President Kamala Harris, the seat Atlanta, Georgia. The topic, voting rights. Very important topic, I think. And is it time to go nuke to change the filibuster rules? Because you know you ain't passing this. There is some modest proposal being bantered about in the Senate. The modest proposal would be a change to the Electoral College, perhaps closing a few of the loopholes that the last administration, the Trump administration, hoped to utilize, to overturn the electoral outcomes. That was their plan. You know it. We know it. It was called the Green Bay Sweep, right? So the Green Bay Sweep, the use of procedural methods to try and overturn the outcome of the election, well, it nearly succeeded. So here's what's going to happen. Crudy's prediction, and it's a sad prediction. I'm sorry. I'm going to bum you out a little bit. I'm going to harsh your buzz. But here's what I think is going to happen. The Democrats are not going to get anything substantial accomplished. I'm sorry. I wish I had more faith in the president. I mean, pretty good speech, Joe. Like it. Little late to the party with this speech. That's what a lot of people are saying. That's not Crudy's opinion. Stacey Abrams, running for the governor of the state of Georgia. I mean, the president's coming to town. The vice president's coming to town. You know who's not in town to greet them? This Democratic Georgia candidate running for governor. Well, that seems conspicuous. And it ain't just her. Now, she claims she had a conflict of schedule. But there are many activist groups in Atlanta that said, we're not here for a photo op, Joe. Don't come down here for a photo op. If you don't have the votes, if you don't have a means of doing this, don't come down here. So I hope this is a sign of confidence from our president, Joe Biden. I hope that this is a reflection of the willingness of Democrats to stand up. And I hope that this will not be like the negotiations of the Build Back Better. Because what has happened up until now? Well, there was that smaller, less consequential bipartisan bill. And the Electoral College, the closing of the loopholes, the trying to make sure the vice president, can't take it their own volition to throw out the Electoral College outcomes at the insistence of the current president or anybody else. Little loopholes like that in the current law. Well, the bipartisan bill, and, there are a few Republicans apparently on board for this, but there's not even assurance that there'd be 10 Republicans on board to close the loophole that the former president is using to incorporate his big lie. Know what I'm saying? We don't even have 10 Republicans on board for democracy right now. And in the meantime, what's it doing? It's going to undermine the will of not just Manchin, although Manchin doubled down today. Manchin, it's been going on 236 years or whatever he said, inaccurately. Maybe 45 years, maybe 47. That seems like a long time, but I've been alive longer than that, as have you, Joe Manchin. This is just tradition. This is not constitutional stuff, Joe. And voting rights are pretty important. Some people say there are more resistant Democratic senators. John Tester. Now, John Tester has talked about doing like a talking filibuster. Sometimes feels like I do that here. But John Tester, at least he's open. Mark Kelly, the Democrat, won by special election in Arizona. I think he's on the ballot next year or this year, perhaps. Well, Mark Kelly's a little bit worried about, running in a sometimes purple state like Arizona. Well, Mark Kelly has not expressed that he's down for this Voting Rights Act. And I believe Angus King is part of the bipartisan movement. He is the independent caucuses with the Dems. But he's part of the Electoral College reform. In my understanding, perhaps Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, although, she's always an unreliable partner. But, maybe a Mitt Romney thrown in for good measure. That is the plan. get like four or five Republicans, which still will not clear the hurdle of the filibuster. You got to go nuke just to do a bipartisan plan. And this small, insignificant, but maybe, you know, democracy-saving plan, well, all that's going to do is close the loophole so Trump can't go steal the election in 2024. It's not going to make it easier for people to vote in Georgia or the state of Wisconsin or anywhere else where Republicans have made it their every effort to subvert the vote, to make it harder to vote. Jim Crow 2.0, our president called it. What? Here, I'll check my notes. Voter suppression and election subversion. The two prongs of Jim Crow 2.0. And of course, the threats. The threats are already ringing down from the minority leader. McConnell vows retaliation. I guess not retribution, but they mean similar things. If Democrats change the filibuster, he's going to do that anyways. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, according to TheHill.com, vowed on Tuesday that Republicans would retaliate if Democrats changed the legislative filibuster, threatening to gum up the chamber and cause major headaches. McConnell, speaking from the Senate floor, argued that changing the requirement that most legislation needs 60 votes to advance would silence the voice of millions and millions of Americans represented by GOP senators. Of course, he didn't mind silencing the voice of what? Democratic voters? The Democratic electorate? I mean, specifically in regards to the Supreme Court. Because let's not forget, Mitch McConnell, same guy that obstructed Merrick Garland, right? Blocked it, you know, using what? The filibuster. And then when it was convenient, Amy Coney Barrett, well, they pushed that one through without the benefit of 60 votes either. So it works both ways. However, it best suits their needs. We'll make their voices heard in this chamber that are more inconvenient for the majority in this White House than what anybody has seen in living memory. McConnell said, how is it any worse than right now? What would a post-nuclear Senate look like? I assure you, it would not be more efficient or more productive. I personally guarantee it. Mitch McConnell also tells us he's running for re-election, wants to be the Senate Majority Leader once again, and needs guys like Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin. Ron's running again. That's what he tells us. That's what he is off on. Righty Whitey Talk Radio. He's telling lots of Righty Whitey Talk Radio outlets. Doesn't come around here so much anymore. I'm okay with that. But Ron Johnson is part of this. He, Ron Johnson, as a recent avocation, thinks that the Republican legislature here in the state of Wisconsin should reassert its authority and just retake control of all the electoral apparatus here in the state. You know, we have a nonpartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. Ron says, be damned with those people. You know, you're the legislature. Take control. Got a fine candidate. He is the lieutenant governor of the great state of Wisconsin. He is a U.S. senatorial candidate. His name, Mandela Barnes. He's my guest next right here. Devil's Advocates, Hour 2.